Boy, Fiserv, the big financial services company near us right here, is having a really, really rough day. I bet they're glad that the market is closed. I mean, that's how bad it was. It was not good today. They closed down today. The stock did 56 points off 44%.
Oh,
not that long ago, it was trading at 238, and now it's at 71. Chief economist at Annex Wealth Management, Brian Jacobson, is with us. Brian, good afternoon. I want to start with that topic. I mean, this is not just a bad day. This is borderline catastrophic. What do we know about why this happened? What's going on?
Yeah, it was really interesting to see that. It was the biggest drop in their history as a percentage. And it really, I think, began back in February as far as the decline in the stock price. You know, there's just been a few issues here and there in terms of growth outlook, competitive positioning, right? They're considered a fintech company. And so who are some of the competitors? And really, it was, I think, just the announcement about the disappointing earnings for the year. I mean, they still made money, right? It's just that it was, you know, only off by about, I think, 20% compared to what the estimate was going in. So missing those expectations. And then giving the guidance. So oftentimes the executives, they're going to talk about, well, what do you expect for the rest of the year and maybe for the path going forward? And that's where I think a lot of the disappointment was, is just a lot of uncertainty. Then you combine that with a massive shakeup of the top leadership. I think it just really caught a lot of people kind of in shock that, number one, you had the miss on the earnings, the guide lower for what to expect next. And then it raises the question about, well, is there anything else lurking there, given the big shakeup at the top?
My goodness. Okay, so I looked this up for the naming rights of Fiserv Forum.
Yes, yes.
It cost $150 million.
Oof.
And they're paying roughly $6 million a year. Okay, so Brian, I'm not a numbers girl. I know you are a numbers guy. Do you think that they're going to keep those naming rights on there?
Well, I think that there's a contract there, so they have that to deal with. And keep in mind, they are still profitable. I mean, for the third quarter, just as an example, they made $764 million, right? So, I don't think that there's really a huge issue there. It's just that when we look at the price of the stock, that is forward-looking, thinking about, okay, where are you now in terms of how much you're making, and then what do we expect in the future? And it's not as though the market is saying that they're not going to make money. It's just not nearly as much as what was originally thought, you know, before the release.
So there's something called Clover. Are you familiar with that they have?
I've seen a few of those machines.
In fact, I know a small business owner
who used one. Yeah.
Yeah, they said that was one of the biggest things, that it really underperformed. It provides businesses with point-of-sale hardware.
Yep, and I think that's the big thing, right? Are they going to compete with the Toast? You have, I think, PayPal that's in that. Or Block is another company. So being a financial services firm, positioning themselves as a fintech company, maybe it's, in terms of the competitive landscape, it's just changed enough, and that technology, it just didn't get the traction, or maybe it's losing a little traction compared to what people were thinking.
Annex Chief Economist Brian Jacobson's with us. So, Brian, if somebody has $1,000 extra and they're looking to put it in the market tomorrow, would Fiserv be a good investment, or is now not the time to put the money with Fiserv?
Well, I'm never a big fan of just picking one particular stock and hoping for the best, right? I believe firmly in diversification and patience. And after, you know, you see a big move in any stock, so whether it's Pfizer or we just saw some results come out for Meta, also known as Facebook, right? That stock is down. Sometimes when we see that, if you like the fundamentals, so if you've done the work, you like the fundamentals, you think the valuation, it's become more fair if the price goes down. But you always have to ask yourself, you know, if the market moves against what your expectation was, has the market sniffed out something that maybe you haven't really assessed in your fundamental analysis? So I'd say you really need to dig in and make sure that you've done the fundamental work first.
Brian Jacobson's with us. So the Fed today with a second straight rate cut, a quarter point. I found this interesting, Brian. Two dissents. One said that there should have been a deeper cut. The other said the other direction. They should have held steady. That hasn't happened, those kind of dissents, since 2019. evaluate what happened today and what Jerome Powell had to say.
Well, Jerome Powell did his best to basically shrug his shoulders throughout the press conference, because they are kind of flying blind in terms of the data. They do have private sector data sources they can look at. You know, ADP, they just released a weekly number. It was showing some jobs gains, but nothing that was shooting the lights out. Inflation numbers have been a little bit better than feared, so still high above their target. And that's where the dissent comes in. So Stephen Miron, who is on the Federal Reserve Board, he was appointed by President Trump. He was saying, let's cut 50 basis points instead of 25. But then President Jeff Schmidt at the Kansas City Fed, he would have preferred to just take another pause, right? Kind of we already cut once. Let's see how things shake out. So a little bit difference of opinion there. But the bulk of the members, I think, did fall into line and think, yes, monetary policy is still restrictive. We can cut rates. The big wild card, though, is what happens in December. And that's what the market reacted to. The market was up on the announcement, but during the press conference, Chair Powell, when he said that a rate cut in December is not a foregone conclusion, that's where you saw stocks sell off a little bit, and that's also where Treasury yields began to rise.
You know, we just had the Marquette Law School poll come out, and we had the head of that, Brian, and we were talking about the government shutdown, and it was almost split with who thinks it's good, who thinks it's bad. I think you can tell which party thinks it's good or bad, or they don't care, or they do care. What is the real deal here? Let's say that the shutdown keeps on going for another month. What could happen to the stocks and to businesses?
Well, it does affect the individuals, right? They're not getting their paychecks. It also affects contractors. If you think about the more than 100,000 small businesses and large businesses that are contractors of the government, they're not getting paid. So it has a bigger effect there, and it does tend to snowball with time. Think about regulatory approvals for stock listings. If you have a project that you're doing and you need government approval for it, you might not get it. So the longer it lasts, the bigger the costs and the longer it takes to recover.
Annex Wealth Management Chief Economist Brian Jacobson. Always really good perspective, Brian. Thank you so much. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, you got it, always. All right, we will recap the numbers as we head through the rest of the afternoon. But on the Fiserv front, to recap that for you, stock closed at $70.60. That was down 44% on the day. Wow, that's really big. A drop of $56 in the stock price during the day.